CCR. Bad Moon Rising. All right, in just a bit, we will get to something I teased. I said we would do in 8 minutes. I inadvertently lied. I didn't lie. I was mistaken. President Obama never says he lied, mistaken, or anything else. Well, actually, I guess we might get to it. Maybe I will do it right now. Because Mike McFeely is not calling in. Mike was supposed to be calling in at 10:06. We do not see a call from Mike McFeely. So we're going to do this, Jason, and Mike's going to have to wait if he does call. Well, didn't you, didn't I tell you to get that audio? Just go to the Bader blog. Oh, you got it? Well, you look like you didn't have it over there. You're panicking. Now the phone's ringing. Jason's a mess over there. There's something I could say, but I won't. I won't. Nope. Just in the nicotine. We do, in fact, have liberal, progressive, whichever you prefer. He prefers progressive. Talk show host Mike McFeely from the mighty 790 KFGO in Fargo. He is heard 2 to 5 weekdays, KFGO.com. It's been a long time. It's been weeks. Mike, how you doing?
It is, and I'm late today, Jerry, so I apologize for that. I have a million things going on here in Fargo because we're a busy place, but it's good to be back on your program.
Actually, you are. I know KFGO always has something going on. Well, I'm glad you made it in because I want to beat the hell out of you.
I'm glad that I'm here for you to do that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Are you now ready to admit that Obamacare is the abject failure that it obviously is? If it weren't, why would the president himself keep pushing back a law you guys are supposed to love so much?
Well, for one thing, Jerry, no, it's not an abject failure, and nobody on the left or the right should come out and say that it is because we don't know that yet, and I think that in the long run it'll prove to be just fine. And when it comes to Obama pushing things back, and as you folks on the right like to say, you know, battering the Constitution and not enforcing the laws.
Yes.
This is nothing that's new, Jerry. Presidents have been pushing things back for decades, and in fact, the Constitution, in fact, allows some discretion, and scholars on both sides would concur that, I think, unless you're a talk show host trying to get a point across again and again and again, that there is some discretion for the president to move some things back. So this is nothing out of the ordinary. It's not a precedent set by the president, and we'll see where it goes. He's making a reasonable decision. His administration is making a reasonable decision
to save the political butts of those running for. This is completely political. All right, two things on that. So if it's not a precedent, then you can easily give me an example where key provisions of previous laws were pushed back in implementation by presidents.
Oh, let me dig through my notes here, and I have to. So give me a couple of seconds here.
All right. Okay.
Well, yeah. I'm. Hang on. I'm digging.
I got to do something on the air while you're doing that. So
go ahead.
You go ahead and do that. You find your notes. You should have known I was going to call you out on this.
Jerry. I don't pretend to be a constitutional scholar, but Richard Nixon, for example, back in the 1970s, pushed some things back. It's nothing. It's nothing. Extremely new.
Well, okay. Do me a favor. Seriously, all aside, send me, because I want to see if it's apples to apples. Send me what you found on Nixon. I would greatly appreciate that. Now, are you really going to deny, Mike, that this is entirely political? Because there would have been a new round of cancellation notices sent out just before the election, which the already iffy prospects for Democrats hanging on to the Senate would have been crushed had that happened. Are you going to deny this is 100% political?
Oh, it's not. There's no doubt there's a political angle to it, Jerry. The same way that Republicans beating up the president about pushing things back is political. I'm not going to deny that there's not an angle to it politically, but it's also a wise move structurally and functionally if indeed giving some time here helps the law move forward and keeps things going forward. Is it completely non-political? No, I'm not that stupid. I'm not that silly, but I don't think it's 100% political either.
You're pretty silly because it's about 98% political, to be honest. All right, let's turn to the other item, and I can't decide which is the bigger failure here by the president, the domestic Obamacare or the foreign policy of Ukraine. This now you've got Hillary Clinton comparing what Vladimir Putin has done in Ukraine to Adolf Hitler. This is the same Vladimir Putin to who we basically ceded foreign policy on Syria. And let me say this before I have you comment. I was this hard on George W. Bush as well. Every post-Cold War president has screwed up Russian relations. Clinton, Bush, and Obama. There is no question about that. Clinton didn't realize post-Cold War was like any post-war, and Russia had to be rebuilt economically. Bush made the mistake of trusting Putin the same way Obama has. But quite frankly, and it was even in the Wall Street Journal this week, Washington wanted nothing to do with this. They wanted Western Europe to deal with this issue until they realized they couldn't anymore. He is abdicating leadership by committee on the global stage. That's a disaster, Mike.
I'm not sure that he's abdicating leadership on the global stage, Jerry, but when you have people like John McCain and others, I think rattling their sabers on the Republican side, I'm not sure if that's the path that American people want either. And I think in some ways, Obama is mirroring what our thoughts and our beliefs are in this country right now, that we are somewhat tired of being the world's police. And I hope you agree with me on that. And I think that when we have people, again, like McCain and others, rattling our sabers and talking about, I think the phrase that you guys use is the Carterization
yes.
of President Obama, that's a dangerous place to go. We cannot, under any circumstance, Jerry, and tell me if you agree or disagree, get militarily involved in what's going on in Russia.
I don't think that's an option.
Or Ukraine or Crimea or any place else right now.
Yeah, I don't think that's an option, and I would agree with you on that. Here's our completely disagree, where you said we're tired of us being the world police. We are the world police. We are the leader of the free world, and the free world does expect us to be in a leadership role in these issues. You wouldn't disagree with that, would you?
I'm not sure that they do anymore. I'm not sure if the world looks at us that way anymore, Jerry. And I'm not. That's not an anti-American statement. That's not blame America first. I think that's just the reality of the year 2014. And I think when you combine that with the fact that as your side pounds on continually, we don't have the money to do some of these things anymore. And if you're going to look for places to pull back and hold back, this might be one of them. And as I've said before, and I've said this on my program before, if you're going to talk about cutting budgets and eliminating the deficit and things like that, one of the areas we have to look at is foreign policy and our belief that we are the world's police and we have to take care of everybody else's problems. I'm not sure that we're in that same world anymore, Jerry.
Yeah. Listeners are frustrated. I did say to Mike it was illegal. You're not telling Mike it was illegal. Yes, I did. Mike just keeps denying it. He and I can't go around for circles on that forever, that what the president did with Obamacare is illegal. But okay, I'm going to agree with you, but in your mind, for the wrong reason. We're not seen that way anymore on the world stage because of President Obama. He says that he thinks the United States should be the global leader on these things, but his actions belie that. He has, Mike. We're not the world leader, and I'll tell you right now, if we're not going to be the world leader, somebody will. Somebody's going to take that. Wouldn't you agree?
No, and I don't know if they will or not, Jerry.
Oh, they will, and it's going to be Russia.
You can look at Obama and say that, and where I'll disagree with you is that, and I know your listeners are going to start screaming, but you can go back to the Bush administration when we went into Iraq on completely false pretenses and put a couple of wars off the books that we didn't pay for. And I think that domestically that hurt us and it hurt our standing domestically and in the world that we did those things. Has Obama been the greatest foreign policy president, you know, since Franklin Delano Roosevelt or Harry Truman or Richard Nixon or anybody else you want to name? No, he has not been. But I think that with the changing world in which we live, I just don't see us being that same player that we've been
but shouldn't
all over
we
the
be?
World for all these decades. And I think that's a new reality.
Okay, one, you completely mischaracterized the wars, but you are right that people are war-weary. You're right on that. But shouldn't we be the leader, Mike?
I'm not sure that we can be.
Why?
Well, financially, for one thing, I'm not sure that we're in a position to do that anymore.
Look,
and if you're talking about I just don't think that we can be in that way, Jerry. And I'm not sure that's as our nation's focus is on different things. I'm not sure that the majority of Americans want us to be that anymore.
Nature,
I truly believe that.
I don't. I absolutely don't. Nature abhors a vacuum, including a leadership vacuum. If the United States abdicates the global leadership role, somebody is going to step up, Mike. It's not going to be by committee, and it's going to be Russia or China or a combination of the two. There won't be a leader of the free world. There will just be a leader of the world.
Well, no, I don't agree with that. I don't. I mean, if China and Russia and whoever else you have out there, and you're right, they're growing powers, they're strengthening powers. I don't see them taking over the rest of the world, Jerry, as perhaps people on your side see. I just don't see that.
Do you think Putin is in a Cold War mode? Yes or no?
No.
That is the Carterization. Mike, that is a dangerously naive position. A dangerously naive. All right, we're out of time. I'm on your show today.
Sure. We'll give you a call at 3:05.
Talk to you then.
Thanks, man.
All right, Mike McFeely. Holy crap. That is. And here's the thing. See, sometimes he comes off as being a semi-reasonable liberal. That was off the deep end. Really? I mean, okay, it's, look, geopolitics is king of the hill. It is a geopolitical global game of king of the hill. If you voluntarily walk off the hill, you don't think somebody else is going to walk up it? Really? And Jason says, yeah, we're flat on our ass in the bottom of the hill right now. You noticed that, did you? Yeah. And really, Mike McFeely believes that most of America doesn't want America to be the global leader right now. You know what, though? There is a silver lining here. At least he admits that we are. Well, he tries to say we're, I know, he talked himself into circles. President Obama hasn't abdicated global leadership, but we shouldn't be the global leader anyway. And the notion that nobody else will fill in, that is so shockingly scary. It's 10:19.
The Jerry Bader Show.